Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. On this week's show, I have an extra special treat for you. My special guest is none other than Julie Green Boswell, the former director of marketing for Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle. Julie was recently a surprise guest on my monthly mastermind group calls, and she shared some great information on copywriting that I thought I just have to share with the listeners of Stick Like Glue Radio. Let me tell you a little bit about Julie. For nearly 4 years, Julie Boswell was the right-hand implementer of renowned copywriter and direct response marketer Bill Glazer. As the director of marketing for Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle, she directed and executed all of the company's marketing efforts, including filling nearly 1,000 seats at their two annual national events, the Super Conference and the Info Summit. Julie also wrote several very successful campaigns for GKIC, including the now famous Roving Reporter campaign, which generated over $80,000 sales in just a few days. Today, Julie operates her own thriving copywriting and consulting business, full-time helping all sorts of entrepreneurs grow their businesses through creative and compelling direct response marketing campaigns. Some of her clients include Ryan Dice, Rory Fatt, Lee Miltier, Glazer Kennedy under the new management, and my good buddy Mike Capuzzi, and she's also helped yours truly out on a few occasions. Personally speaking, Julie is one of the most honest and pleasant people you will ever work with, and while I don't even know her availability, if you ever have the chance to work with her, your business will be blessed. So, folks, you are in for a real treat today. All right, let's get ready to go with my interview with Julie Boswell. Let's roll the tape.
Julie, if just so the folks know, I had asked Julie, I said, you know, I'd love to get you on and kind of do like a mini seminar. And she said, how much time? And I said, I can give you like 20, 25 minutes. And there was a little silence on the phone. And I said, I tell you what, let's do something very specific. If you could tell me the three biggest things that you can do, that someone can do to increase the response they get from their marketing, number one. And then I said, just for fun, if you can identify for me the three biggest things you can do that would actually destroy your marketing efforts. So it's kind of a three and three little lessons. So she emailed me some things, and so what I want to do is I want to actually conduct this like an interview. So, Julie, are you ready to go?
I am.
Okay.
And so just for clarity's sake, the reason there was silence on the other end of the phone when you said 20, 25 minutes, I was just thinking, where do I start?
No.
My goodness, there's a lot to cover there.
It's a tall order. I like challenging people, though. All right, so let's do the three biggest things you can do to increase the direct response you can get from your marketing. The first thing you mentioned to me was you said self-selection. Tell us a little bit about that and what it is, how you use it, and you know maybe specifically if there's a tip that folks can like go and implement and try out.
Sure. So this is, you know, something that a lot of people might be doing already, but not necessarily like all the way, full force. I think it's just so important. It's really all about giving your prospects a chance to say, yeah, she's talking to me or he's talking to me. This is for me. And it's not just about saying, I know you're an entrepreneur and I know you work hard. You know, you really need to show them that you understand their struggles. And a lot of people, you know, if you look at other copywriters' formulas, which I totally respect and have learned a ton from them, but for instance, Perry Belcher, he's got a pretty long formula. I think he's got like a 21-step formula, and I think step four, I'm going from memory, is to identify the problem. And this is where you talk about their pain, and he says to do that for about a page. Well, at 21 steps, he's saying it should be a page or more. That ends up being the biggest part. But I don't really feel like this is about twisting the knife and pouring on the pain. I think this is about letting people know that you understand the challenges that they face. So you're kind of people buy from you when they feel like they're understood, and they begin to like know you, like you, trust you. We've all heard that before, but they don't do that if they don't feel like you get them. So I need to have some connection with the person I'm going to buy from, and if they start talking about, Julie, I know you're facing this in your business, or you are experiencing this, or you feel like this, and you're a busy mom, and you really connect with what's going on, and the next thing they say, I'm listening to. So you can't get their attention without, I mean, obviously, you know, there's all kinds of things we could talk about, like about getting great headlines and smart placement of your copy on your websites and things like that. But when it comes down to your message, the very first thing you have to do is connect with them. And I believe that connection is made through self-selection. And also, I wanted to give, I created a workbook for, to help people who are trying to connect with their audience. And it's all about self-selection. It's like, I forget right now, but I think it's like 11 or 13 pages, and it walks you through some exercises to help you dig deep into what you can, how you can connect and what's going on with your prospects. I think the big point I want to make here is that a lot of people spend like a half a second on this, They're like, hey, I know the economy's tough, but I've got the answer, And so they move right on to it without really, really connecting. So the self-selection process is pretty, a pretty big deal. The workbook I've made, you guys can find it at the rainmakingacademy.com/workbook. And you can just download it there, and it should take you about an hour, maybe more if you're really, really thorough. But it's a tool that you'll use again and again and again every time you write copy.
That's really nice. Julie, could you give the URL one more time just so we're sure they can get that?
Sure. It's therainmakingacademy.com/workbook.
And this is a workbook specifically how to understand and use self-selection in your copywriting. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. That's right.
Awesome.
But it pertains particularly to you and your target audience.
Wonderful. Awesome. Thank you for that.
Sure.
I'll make sure Kate also puts that link on the resource section of the Mastermind page.
Good.
Okay, so self-selection. Does anybody have any questions real quick on self-selection before we go to number two?
I know.
Awesome. All right, so what's number two? Connect the self-selection to your own life or business, a big opportunity for your story.
Yeah. So, I actually would like to point out that, instead of saying something to the effect of, perhaps for Jim, I know that the economy's been tough, but it's time to get in gear. It's fall. I think you told me that you're going to be running a Labor Day promotion soon, or maybe you've already started. It's time to get back in gear. You could also, if you were sending that to not just your list, if this were something that were like, if it were evergreen copy that's staying on your website for the length of this promotion, so strangers could come and see it. I don't know that you're doing it that way, but if you were doing it that way, you may want to connect to your own story. And if your own story, your own personal struggles don't have anything to do with your personal, your market, that's just fine. I have a client and a friend in common with you, Jim. He's a divorce attorney, and he represents women only. So, he does not have their experience, and he's married. I don't believe he's been divorced. But his daughter has, and he's also spent years helping women. And he's got a reason for it. But his story is in his experience, his own experience, and in his daughter's experience. So you need to connect that self-selection with why they should listen to you now, because, why you care. And I think, go ahead.
So, Julie, that's pretty, you said a couple things I want to touch base. First of all, you're right. I am going to have a Labor Day promotion, but that's still like, a month away, because I haven't even started on it yet. Evidently, the to-do list for this wedding had my name on several of the items, so I am woefully behind. What you said is really, really valuable about the self-selection and specifically tying it to your own story. I'm just getting to the end of my summer business school and coaching program. Yesterday I just taught class 5. And when I started promoting that, I started promoting it not in a generic way, but promoting, what the class was, what things were being offered and things like that. And I wasn't getting a lot of traction, maybe one or two hits. And then I wrote this email, and I basically told the story of several years ago, I was in a lot of pain, actually stomach pain, because I had so much debt and my sales were ridiculously slow. And, I really told, really just kind of poured my heart out a little bit, all true. And then I said, maybe this is where you are, or maybe you've been there, maybe this is where you are. And then I talked about one of the smartest things I did was invest in coaching in a mastermind group, and my business really took off after that. So that was my transition into the coaching program. I actually, we sold, a bunch of seats for that program based on that email, which I repeated 2 or 3 times, all based around the theme of, every Friday that came and by, and it was, bill paying day. I just didn't have money to pay the bills. I had to keep reinvesting in my business, which AKA charge another credit card type thing. So that really resonated with people. Is that a good example of what you're talking about?
That's fantastic. And that just goes to show it really, really works. People, they feel like, yeah, he gets it, and he's been there, and he knows how to make it so I'm not there anymore. You know what I mean? And it's just so important. It almost feels like I'm overstating the obvious as I say it. I see so many people not doing it, and I feel like it's the secret to selling. Unless, I want an iPhone, I'm just going to go buy an iPhone where I can get the best price. But that's not the kind of selling most of us are doing, in our industries. So this kind of connection, that emotional connection, is really important. And your example is fantastic. Another thing I wanted to point out, I think I told you this before, Jim, whether you like Fabienne Fredrickson or not, I think she does a lot of smart things, great. I don't necessarily love everything she does, but I like a lot of things that she does. I think her marketing is really, really smart. And her website, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it, clientattraction.com, is a primo example of the self-selection process. It's a really fantastic example. I don't know that she does a great job connecting her self-selection process to her story, to her own life or her business. She does, demonstrate that she works with a lot of people just like you once you choose who you are from her website. But there's not a lot of her in there. But that just goes to show you that the whole self-selection part is so powerful that even the connecting it to her own story was less important than making someone say, yes, this is who I am. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. One of the things I want to encourage people not to do is fall prey to being bored with your own story. Because I see some of the marketing, even some of my friends who I consider smart marketers, you know, I think sometimes you think, oh, people have heard that before. I don't want to keep repeating that. Or, you know, I think people are getting tired of long copy. I just want to give them the facts, just the facts. And you know, it may work for different people, but each and every time I've tried that, where I've tried to be short, here's the facts, make a decision, it doesn't work for me. I don't know whether people are used to me just writing long emails and long copy, but those are always the ones that seem to resonate with people. So the longer we're in business, I think we also tend to get a little jaded, and we start prejudging what the result's going to be, or you know what I mean? So I think we need to be careful as marketers of that. So let me keep moving along here, Julie. Number three, you told me, is Homer Simpson-like call to action.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Julie has even more great tips to share with you, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this, "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better." Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. But no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we're back, so let's get right back to my very special interview with Julie Boswell.
Three, you told me, is Homer Simpson-like.
Yeah, again, that's another one. I kind of feel like when I put these in print, it feels like three of these, you know, three biggest things you can do to increase the response you get from your marketing, like they sound 101. But I have made my living as a professional, you know, direct response copywriter for the past 5 years, and I have to remind myself of the Homer Simpson-like call to action. I mean, and double-check it when I'm done, all of the pieces in the entire campaign. Do they follow that rule, you know? It's so important, even if you have a really sophisticated audience. I'd say if I were marketing to, you know, Fortune 500 companies or CEOs or, you know, even other entrepreneurs are sophisticated. I have to assume that they're like, duh, and, you know, I need to make my call to action brain dead stupid. It needs to be crystal clear to them exactly what I'm expecting them to do next. If they don't know it, then they will not act. I actually, by way of example, I have a new client that I'm loving working with. I think they're, you know, really smart and everything. It just, he worked with a voicemail expert, and he developed a 7-step phone script to go along with his direct mail and his email campaign, and he showed it to me and asked me what I thought, and the first three messages give no call to action. And they're just trying to build curiosity. Sorry, I missed you, you know, we'll catch up soon, no worries, I'll try back. Because they want to become really familiar, and they want to be able to say on call number 4, "Are you know, I bet you recognize my voice by now," or, you know, I get some of the, you know, personality thing they're trying to inject in there, but this is not measurable and produces zero result. It kills me, you know. So I had to, like, very politely say, no, we can't do that. Can't do that.
Not only Homer Simpson call very clear, but, you know, you actually need to repeat it. I mean, a couple times in the body. And then also, you know, one of the great strategies is making the very first P.S. and always have a P.S. Use the P.S. to restate what it is you want them to do. And so for me, a lot of times it's, you know, go to this website before Sunday night at midnight Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget your coupon codes, which are, like, you just got to drop everything into the PS. So, all right. Do you have anything else on these three before we get to the...
Yeah, I wanted to, a little added bonus. You know, a lot of people, when it comes to your website, your blogs, or, you know, really kind of any messages that you send out, I think it's a fun thing to even try with your sales letters. Feedback or an involvement device is a really, really smart strategy. And before I explain exactly what I mean, I'll just tell you that when I first started, when I was director of marketing at Glaser Kennedy, and I wanted to make more money, and it wasn't coming fast enough through raises, and, you know, just I wanted more. And so I decided, well, you know, I'm writing a little bit here for Bill. I'm going to see if I can do this, you know, for that website Elance, where he told me to find a transcriptionist on that website. I wonder if, you know, you can write from that website. And this is just years ago. I just didn't know, you know. So I went and explored it, and... I'm sure I got a lot of jobs because I was saying that, you know, I worked with Bill Glaser, and that has certainly served me well. But one strategy that worked almost without fail, and I'll tell you, I recently used it. It was a really, really crazy, scary summer. So July was really, really dry. And I was like, well, I've got space in my calendar to fill. I've got to go back. And I actually went on Odesk. So I wasn't competitive with the pricing at all, but I went on there. Anyway, what I do is, in my bid, I always ask a question. I mean, simple question, like, do you have testimonials? Or are you open to a multi-step approach as opposed to just the one sales letter you're asking for? Or does this encompass all the copy that you need, just the sales letter? Do you also need autoresponders? Or, you know, and I just ask a question just to engage them. And it starts a dialogue. And then my closing percentage, you know, goes through the roof. I'm able to sell to so many more people because they're developing a rapport with me because we're having an email conversation. It works so, so well that, you know, I would give that advice to, I've given that advice to friends who start out on the Elance. I just really, really believe in it. So I'm suggesting that you put an involvement device like that on your blog. You know, every time you post, you need to be asking, tell me what you think. One person I see doing this very well is Mara Glaser. If any of you are on her list, she asks all the time, and she says, I read all of the comments. Maria Forleo does it too. And I've actually posted on Maria Forleo's too. And they tell you that they read them all, and people actually do send in questions and feedback, and it's fantastic.
Excellent. Very good.
Okay,
so the three things that will destroy your marketing efforts. The first one you told me about was talk about yourself or your business or solution before you give them a reason to care that you have anything to say at all.
Yeah. So I'll try and go a little bit quicker here, but basically this is like the antithesis of my number one, you know, self-selection thing that you can do to increase response. When you go right into promises and why they can believe them and what you're delivering and how awesome, even if you're talking about benefits and, you know, solutions like, you know, we're going to solve this problem for you and that problem for you. And it seems and looks like good direct response copy and powerful words, and it seems like, man, this is awesome. I feel like it's just not, and it fails more often than it succeeds copy like that, because you haven't talked at all about your prospects, and people want to hear about themselves before they hear about you. And they want you to actually tell them tell me what I'm going to get out of, you know, they want you to tell them that you understand them, and then they want you to tell them what they're going to get out of paying attention to what you're saying or reading what you've written, or without that, they gloss over. You're just another me too.
You know, Gary Halbert said, people don't care what you have to say until they know you care.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much what you're saying there, right?
It is. It is. You just said it better than I did. But yep, that's exactly what I mean.
Okay. So, and then the second thing, and that I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory, but I think it's also very, very powerful. You can't just, you know, hi, I'm Jim, want to buy my big program, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to earn the right, first of all, you've got to earn the right to make an offer, but you also have to, you know, earn your credibility.
Well, also, just so you know, what I mean is that you can't say, hi, I'm Jim Palmer, and I am the newsletter guru, and I've helped hundreds of business owners, you know, put an iron cage around their customers through implementation of quality newsletters that make their customers stick like glue, and, you know, and this is what it'll do for you, and this is what it'll do for you. That's exciting and great, but it's very me too. There's no connection. There's no self-selection process. You haven't talked about me, Julie, as my, you haven't said, are you feeling like this? Are you experiencing like this? A lot of the entrepreneurs I work with experiencing this, this, and this, and I too was there. Or, you know, you have to expand upon what's going on with them before providing your solutions.
Okay. And number two, fail to enter the conversation that's going on in their mind. You must know what they wake up in the morning thinking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You need to know what their wake up in the morning problem is in order to get their attention. So, let's see. Can you give me an example of one of the businesses of the folks that are on the line right now?
We have a real estate broker. We have an SEO specialist. We have a website creator.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. SEO specialist. Let me talk about that.
Okay.
I think that might be a good one. I don't know a ton about, you know, different SEO specialists might have different target markets just because they find their work better with certain people. Or, but I have a friend who's really good at this, and I think he does best when he's dealing with a company that's, you know, not a solo entrepreneur, a little bit more well staffed, and a little bit of a, you know, a decent sized budget, who are really committed to it. He really believes in doing the SEO, you know, setting up for success and then doing it in house. Anyway, I'm saying this because a lot of these people, these entrepreneurs, these companies who don't know anything about SEO, they just want to rank higher. They just want to get more traffic. They just want more new customers, you know. They just want more business, the bigger business. And so what they hear a lot about is Facebook and Pinterest. And if you don't talk about those things, I'm not saying that your business is about those. They're not. But when it comes to web traffic, you know, that's what those people are thinking. And you really need to enter that conversation that's happening at their water cooler and in their head. You know, that's what's going on with them. My stepfather just launched a business, and I know he asked me, he's like, what do you think about Pinterest? Should I be doing that? And what about, you know, what about Facebook? What should I be doing there? And he really just wants traffic, you know, and I believe what he needs is an SEO specialist, so I hooked him up with one. And I knew that guy would have the best answers for him. But that is what's going on in his mind. And that's what you need to be talking about.
Excellent. And the last one is writing copy for your website or other marketing materials that is written in the third person. Don't be a business. Be a person.
Yeah. So I'll give you the example of my my buddy who owns the Mint Media Agency. You know, he built websites. He's also an SEO specialist, and he can't, you know, when he's writing, he needs to be John. He shouldn't be Mint Media Agency, because people don't connect with Mint Media Agency. They don't feel like, they don't like know, like, and trust Mint Media Agency. They know, like, and trust John. So, you know, hopefully that makes sense. It's a pretty self-explanatory one, but it's a mistake that I see a lot of newer copywriters making that I think needs to be corrected.
Excellent. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that was some pretty powerful stuff. Let's see. I think all the lines are on mute. Does anybody have any We got maybe a couple minutes here. Does anybody have any burning questions they'd like to ask Julie? About copywriting? Julie, is there a rule of thumb for long copy versus short copy, or is that just always the old you gotta test it out?
What I've always been taught and what I believe is that it needs to be as long as it needs to be.
Okay.
So if the sales job is done, it's finished in short copy, then so be it. That's just fine. But if you're writing a sales letter, it only takes you 4 pages to accomplish everything that you could have said to persuade your prospects to buy the product or service, then you're done. But if it takes 16 pages, then it takes 16 pages.
Awesome. And so that resource that we're going to put up on the website was www.therainmakingacademy.com/workbook. And so if anybody wants to learn more about you or how to get in touch with you, what would be a good way?
I think email is the best way. You can certainly check out my website, but, you know, don't judge me that it's a little bit out of date. I'm busy writing for everybody else, not so much for myself. So, I don't do a lot of that. But julieboswell.com is my website, and my email address is julieboswell@gmail.com.
Excellent. Julie, thank you so much for taking the time out to do this. I really appreciate it. You shared some really, really valuable stuff.
You're so welcome. It was great to be here. Have a good call, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend, Julie Green Boswell. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody. You take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.